You are going to hear part of a radio interview with a woman called Molly, who flies commercial aeroplanes. For questions 24 to 30, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. You have 1 minute to look at part four.
In the latest of our interviews with women in male-dominated professions, I'm talking to Molly, a commercial airline pilot. Molly, did you always want to fly?
I did, yes. My father worked in air traffic control, so planes were always a topic of conversation in our house. At first, I wanted to do his job, but then there were a few holidays abroad. That's when I developed an interest in becoming a professional pilot.
And did your parents encourage you? After all, it's a very male-dominated profession.
My parents were fantastic in that way. They were keen for me to explore various career options, and we spent time investigating what the life of a pilot is like. Over 90% of pilots are men, and that figure would have been even higher when I was a child. But my parents didn't see that as a reason for me not to follow my passion.
So how did you get started?
It wasn't easy. I did well at school and went to university. Actually, a degree isn't necessary to become a pilot, but I wanted a backup in case the flying ambition didn't work out. Then I spent a few years working in sales. It was boring. But I needed to save enough money to go to training school to get my private pilot's license. I then needed to do at least 150 hours of flying time.
So was that all you needed to become an airline pilot?
No. That's when the hard work starts. I had to do a lot more training. There are theory tests, then training that includes flying a multi-engine plane. Then you move on to the full commercial license itself. Taken altogether, this training takes about 75 hours and costs a lot of money.
And then 6 months ago, you started to fly professionally.
Yes, I applied to a major airline and they took me on. I'm now a first officer, which means I'm second in command. I get to fly the plane for certain sections of journeys. The captain and I decide who will fly which sections before we take off.
So where does your career go from here?
The next step is senior first officer. That will allow me to fly to more airports and under different weather conditions. Eventually, I can apply to become a captain.
What would you say to people who want to become a pilot?
If you're not obsessed about becoming a pilot, forget it. Getting all your training and flying qualifications costs a lot of money. So unless you have a well-paid job to pay for your lessons, you can end up in debt. But if you're determined, go for it.
You will now hear part four again.
In the latest of our interviews with women in male-dominated professions, I'm talking to Molly, a commercial airline pilot. Molly, did you always want to fly?
I did, yes. My father worked in air traffic control, so planes were always a topic of conversation in our house. At first, I wanted to do his job, but Then there were a few holidays abroad. That's when I developed an interest in becoming a professional pilot.
And did your parents encourage you? After all, it's a very male-dominated profession.
My parents were fantastic in that way. They were keen for me to explore various career options, and we spent time investigating what the life of a pilot is like. Over 90% of pilots are men, and that figure would have been even higher when I was a child. But my parents didn't see that as a reason for me not to follow my passion.
So how did you get started?
It wasn't easy. I did well at school and went to university. Actually, a degree isn't necessary to become a pilot, but I wanted a backup in case the flying ambition didn't work out. Then I spent a few years working in sales. It was boring, but I needed to save enough money to go to training school to get my private pilot's license. I then needed to do at least 150 hours of flying time.
So was that all you needed to become an airline pilot?
No. That's when the hard work starts. I had to do a lot more training. There are theory tests, then training that includes flying a multi-engine plane. Then you move on to the full commercial license itself. Taken altogether, this training takes about 75 hours and costs a lot of money.
And then 6 months ago, you started to fly professionally.
Yes. I applied to a major airline and they took me on. I'm now a first officer, which means I'm second in command. I get to fly the plane for certain sections of journeys. The captain and I decide who will fly which sections before we take off.
So where does your career go from here?
The next step is senior first officer. That will allow me to fly to more airports and under different weather conditions. Eventually, I can apply to become a captain.
What would you say to people who want to become a pilot?
If you're not obsessed about becoming a pilot, forget it. Getting all your training and flying qualifications costs a lot of money. So unless you have a well-paid job to pay for your lessons, you can end up in debt. But if you're determined, go for it.
This is the end of part 4.